Death in a Mall. Positive Perfect Storm. I'm Michael Toscano. Black Friday shoppers at a mall in the suburban Birmingham, Alabama town of Hoover were sent scurrying late last night when gunfire erupted. A Hoover police officer shot and killed a 21-year-old gunman who had just wounded two people after an argument. A 12-year-old girl described as a bystander is now out of surgery, doing well, while an 18-year-old male remains listed in serious condition. Hoover Police Chief Nicholas Dersis says it's sad.
I don't understand. I would hope that people coming out on a holiday night to enjoy themselves and find bargains, what people are supposed to be doing, and not engage in the type of nonsense that we had tonight.
Black Friday is here in full now, with tens of millions of Americans hitting the stores or going bargain hunting online. Matthew Shea of the National Retail Federation says they're expecting record sales.
We're in a really good place this year because the economy is very strong. Customers have a great deal of confidence about the season. The weather patterns are good. I mean, this is sort of, I don't know, what's the positive of a perfect storm? This is it, and we haven't seen one for at least a decade. This is going to be a really strong, outstanding holiday season. Well,
Congress has some spending of its own to deal with when they return for the post-election lame duck session, but correspondent Linda Kenyon warns us not to expect any bargains.
Prior to the end of the previous fiscal year, Congress did what it was supposed to do. It funded federal agencies and departments for the next fiscal year, but only some of them. The Departments of Defense and Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education for fiscal 2019 got funding. Those agencies and departments that did not get year-long funding got short-term funding instead. And that funding runs out on December 7th.
Add to the mix President Trump's threat yesterday to close the government down if he can't get reluctant members of both parties to come up with money to build his border wall. Following this week's losses, stock futures are sliding deeper into the red with Wall Street's opening bell 28 minutes away. It'll be a short session closing at 1 p.m. Eastern. I'm Michael Toscano.
It can be tough to focus on sleep during the holidays, but for my family, there is nothing that leads to a better day than a good night's sleep. That means a visit to thecompanystore.com for the best down comforters, quilts, pillows, soft sheets, and bed basics. Thecompanystore.com is my one-stop shop to ensure I stay super cozy and my family wakes up refreshed. Shop the Black Friday sale now through November 24th for 20% off and free shipping. Use code FRIDAY at checkout. Thecompanystore.com, the experts in sleep for over 100 years.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
You've heard all about Black Friday sales today. You're probably in the car hurrying to a store right now. But while there may be record sales this year, Evan Haining tells us not everybody is taking part in the annual rush to spend.
We are the most voracious consumers in the world. A world that could die because of the way we North Americans live. Give it a rest. November 23 is Buy Nothing Day.
Buy Nothing Day was started 26 years ago as a protest against overconsumption and is marked by not buying anything on Black Friday. Protests recommended on the website of the pro-environment organization Adbusters include getting a group of friends together and pushing shopping carts around the mall in a long, inexplicable conga line without ever buying anything. And staying home, eating leftovers, maybe playing cards with your friends. I'm Evan Haining.
Well, could we maybe buy a cold drink there at the mall? Conga dancing can get you thirsty, you know. I'm Michael Toscano.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text CYCLE to 79645. That's CYCLE to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text CYCLE to 79645. That's CYCLE to 79645.
talking with my buddy Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino about the relentless pursuit of perfection and experience. We talk about it on the football field, but in the legal practice, it is even more important.
In the courtroom is where you form your trade. In my practice, the practice of law, just like on the football field, those guys like Drew Brees at 39 years old, he can see a defense, and when he audibles, people are trembling on the other side because it's probably not going to be good. And that's what we do. We know the defenses. We know what the insurance company is going to do because, you know, we have forged our offense in the courtroom. And that's what we do for a living, and we love doing it.
And learn from the past and apply it in the future. If people want to get in touch with you and your crew, your team, how do they do it?
433-3131 is our number. You can Google Taylor Martino, Mobile, Alabama Law Firm, and you will definitely find us.
All right. Get them on your team, Ed Rowan and Taylor Martino.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy with showers this afternoon, temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. It's time for Football Friday with Bill Savage, presented by Boyd's Royal Night on Government Boulevard in Mobile, featuring $8 weekday lunch specials, analysis, and insights. The winners, the losers, get ready for the weekend with Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, here we are, and I would say arguably the biggest Football Friday of the entire year on the eve of the Iron Bowl. I know there are some other games to talk about, and we will do that with Phil Savage, but we will also get in depth on tomorrow's game. Yeah, it's our friend Phil Savage, general manager of the Arizona Hotshots out of the AAF Alliance. Also, analyst extraordinaire for everything football. Pick the division, pick the conference, pick the level. Pro, college, he's got that. Of course, he's got the podcast Football Philosophy, and he's the author of Fourth and Goal Every Day, and our buddy as well, Phil Savage. And good morning.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Hope you're well. I know that if you're like me, you're recovering from the food coma from yesterday.
Yes, the trip. Although I took a pill that kept the tryptophan from hitting me so much, right? One of those precautionary measures. No, it was good Thanksgiving, but you know, this state, Thanksgiving's almost just a precursor to, you know, getting ready for tomorrow and getting ready for the Iron Bowl. And I want to get into that and talk football here in Alabama. But there's a lot more to talk about out there as well, and so I want to get to it. And Dalton's got a stack of questions for you.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving's all about the NFL, but once the weekend hits, it's all about rivalry week here in college football, and some good games coming up. And of course, later today, the SEC gets it started with Arkansas playing at Missouri. The Tigers, 22-point favorites right now. Chad Morris trying to avoid a winless SEC season in his first year with the Razorbacks. Phil, what do you think in Fayetteville, what do you think their thoughts are around this program? What would show enough of them moving forward for them to feel okay with Chad Morris as the head coach next season?
Probably not much to salvage this year. They're 2-9. They have certainly had a few moments where they've been competitive within the SEC, but as you pointed out, winless so far, and I think they'll stay that way. Missouri has gotten on a bit of a run here in the month of November. They're pointed towards an 8-4 season. Hogs looking like they're going to end up 2-10, and this was really a square peg and a round hole type situation, because remember, Chad Morris is more of a spread wide open type coach. He inherited an offensive set of players that were built to run the ball under Brett Bielema, so this has been a very difficult transition. I don't think you can judge Chad Morris on this year at all. I think they have to just point towards 2019. And to add insult to injury, I don't know if you guys saw this story or not, but Arkansas is going to be without two of their defensive starters for flirting with the Mississippi State Spirit Squad before last weekend's game.
That's amazing. That's just simply amazing. And now watching Drew Locke carve up my Tennessee Vols last weekend, I really could see him stepping in and playing in the NFL. Out of all the draft-eligible quarterbacks in the SEC, I know a lot of people were talking about Jarrett Stidham going into the season, but Drew Locke's name was right there with him. Is he the most, as far as draft-eligible quarterbacks go, is he ready to move on to the next level?
I would think that Drew Locke will be the highest rated SEC quarterback for this next spring's draft. I mean, he's got a live arm. When he gets protection, he can be really good. And there's been times where he's been somewhat streaky this year, but he was on against the Vols last Saturday afternoon, as you witnessed, Dalton. But Drew Locke is going to leave Missouri as you know, one of the more decorated quarterbacks in Mizzou history, and really even in the SEC. His name is going to be in the top five in many of the SEC passing records. And, you know, before we leave this game, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but there's a backup linebacker at Arkansas. His name is Bumper Pool.
No way!
I'm not kidding you. Bumper Pool.
That's a great linebacker name. Great linebacker name. Well, let's talk about the game that I'm sure everyone will be watching tomorrow. The Iron Bowl, when Alabama hosts the Auburn Tigers, and Alabama opened as 24-point favorites, which is almost unheard of in this rivalry, but it was actually back in 2012 when the Tide were favored by 34 points over Auburn, and Tide won that game 49-0 and, of course, put an end to the Gene Chizik era. Auburn, though, the last team to beat Alabama since they've gone on this win streak, and they're, of course, undefeated this year. Tigers knocked them off last year, Phil, 26-14. What are you seeing in this game? Is revenge going to be on Alabama's mind, or are they about just keeping it clean and moving on to Georgia and winning this game the best way that they know how?
I think it's all about playing within themselves, playing to their own standard, and yes, it's a huge game. It always is. Each and every year it's the most intense rivalry in the entire country. But this is a completely different set of circumstances here in 2018 as compared to last year. Auburn was on a roll last year. They had beaten Georgia, the number one ranked team. The game was in Jordan-Hare. They had an offensive line that could protect Jarrett Stidham. Kerryon Johnson was running wild the back half of last year. And Alabama inevitably played the worst game. I think in the 9 years I was the color analyst, I think it was the worst game Bama ever played, because it didn't matter which button they pushed on offense, defense, or special teams, it just didn't work. And it was a real struggle last year, especially when Auburn defensively crowded the box and dared Jalen Hurts to beat them with his arm. He and the Alabama passing game could not do it. I hate to have to relive all those memories for your Bama listener.
No joke.
But it was a tough day, no question about it. I think it's completely opposite this year. Auburn, I think, defensively, instead of trying to crowd the box and take the runaway, I think they'll play more conservative. I think that they will almost invite Alabama to run the ball because they don't want to get beat over their head with the pass. And so I expect a completely different approach from the Auburn defense. And then, you know, offensively, it's been the same theme throughout the year. The Auburn offensive line as a unit just has not been good enough to protect Jarrett Stidham against quality pass rushes, and Alabama certainly has that in the form of Quinnen Williams and Raekwon Davis and that group in the front seven.
And as bad as Auburn beat Liberty last weekend, they still weren't good on third down conversions. They were only 2 of 12 against Liberty's defense. They're actually 13th in the SEC this year on third down, while Alabama's defense ranks first in the SEC, a spot they're used to holding. That could be the key to the game. What does Auburn need to do to start converting these third downs?
You know, I think with the Gus Malzahn offense, you know, watching it through the years, first down is so important for the success of that offense. When they're rolling, they're averaging 6, 7, 8 yards on first down, which puts them, you know, ahead of the sticks and on schedule. And this year, they have not been as effective on first down. It's put them in those third and seven plus type scenarios, and they just simply have not been good enough to protect Jared Stidham, and he hasn't been consistent enough at different times to go along with the wide receiver. So it's really been a difficult year for Auburn offensively, and you know, I think it'll be much of the same tomorrow afternoon in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, I just want to throw this in, too, because, I mean, there's the logical, the football analyst, the student of football's analysis of the lineup. But, of course, as a crazed Alabama fan, I just worry that it's, you know, any given time, no matter what, Auburn can come out and beat the Tide. I mean, we, you know, it's not happened all the time, but it's enough that it's stuck with Bama fans that, you know, they could have the worst season ever, but they can get up for that game.
Well, the old punt, Bama punt, and the kick six were both double-digit favorite games for Alabama, and I think that's what creates some nervousness for Tide fans. But the reality of it is Auburn certainly has good enough players to spring a surprise upset. For them to do that, though, their interior defensive front, Dontavius Russell, Derrick Brown, those guys would absolutely have to dominate the inside part of Alabama's offensive line and make Tua uncomfortable, force some turnovers. To beat Alabama, number one, you've got to play keep away this year. Your offense has to be extremely effective. Number two, you cannot allow big plays. Number three, you've got to create turnovers. And number four, you need something out of the ordinary to happen. And no one's really been close, guys. Did you guys realize that Alabama's the first team in the history of college football to win its first 11 games by 20 or more points?
That's amazing. That's a lot of teams.
That's a lot of years. That's a lot of football being played, and they're the first team to ever do this.
That's simply amazing. And I'm sure Tua is a huge part of that. He just makes that offense hum. But Damian Harris, the Alabama running back, you said that Alabama's probably going to have room to run the ball if Auburn focuses on taking away the big play, the big passing play. I think he's somewhere just over 300 yards away from becoming the first Alabama running back to go three seasons with 1,000 yards rushing.
Wow.
Do you think they'll make an effort, extra effort, of all their backs to get Damian Harris the ball?
I honestly don't think they look at stats very often, to tell you the truth. I think if it naturally happens that he picks up 80, 90 yards and you know, is close to that century mark, you know, obviously he would need a big game against Auburn and then against Georgia and then perhaps in the playoffs they have a game or two most likely. So there's a chance he can get there. You know, he's been a very consistent performer. He was a much-celebrated five-star recruit out of the state of Kentucky. And when he got to Tuscaloosa, he found out he wasn't quite as good as maybe what he thought he was. And so he really had to go back and work very hard behind the scenes. And a year ago, August, he literally was fourth string in August training camp.
Wow.
And through a set of circumstances and injuries, he emerged as the leading ball carrier right out of the gate a year ago, and you know, obviously put together a second 1,000-yard season this year. He's got to have some production down the stretch, but he certainly has a chance to do that.
Now, I know a lot of people were worried last Saturday when Alabama had just a little bit of trouble with Citadel.
But that's where I'm going.
Triple option.
You're reading my mind. Yeah.
Do you think that Gus maybe watched that game a little bit and put some triple option plays in for Auburn this week?
You know, it would be a big departure from what they typically do. I don't see how you could go to a triple option attack on that kind of short notice. So I don't think we'll see that happen. Could they put in? Look, the Gus Malzahn offense always features a number of trick plays, the quick huddle right at the line of scrimmage, the double passes. I mean, all of those things are just part of the fabric of his scheme. And so, you know, I've always said that when you play the Auburn offense, you know, your eyes are going every which way, and then all of a sudden here comes the downhill run. You know, they make you think it's all this lateral stuff, but in reality, Auburn's at their best when they have a lot of window dressing, and then they run the ball downhill. And that's been one of their problems this year, is they have not been able to establish that downhill run game. And I don't think it's going to come out of the wishbone formation tomorrow.
But I mean, just back to the overreaction as a Bama fan. The beginning there watching Citadel, I said, "Oh, it's all horrible. This is horrible." You know, and then I hear people say, "Oh, well, that was Nick Saban. That was by design. That was part of a major, subterfuge plan." I don't know what it is, but it makes guys like me nervous, Phil.
Well, it was sort of the dream Saturday in many ways for Nick Saban because, number one, he gets to tell everybody, "I told you so."
right.
On the team and outside the program. Number two, he can really get his team's attention all during this week leading up to this game tomorrow. And number three, while there were some injury concerns, it sounds like everybody will be up and available for this game tomorrow. And Sean, just to calm your fears just a bit, being the Bama homer that you are, the higher ranked team since 1955 has won 45 times out of 56 contests. So that's like an 80% success rate when you're the higher ranked team.
It's not enough for me, Phil. That's not enough certainty for me. Before we wrap up here, and hopefully we'll be talking about what's next and next and next for the Tide when we do this next week. But I do want to talk a little bit about what's next for the Arizona Hotshots, too, because we've been talking about this a little bit. But let's double down and remind folks, when the NFL season ends here, y'all get cranked up. There's more football in late winter and early spring.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The weekend after the Super Bowl, the Alliance of American Football will kick off our regular season. There will be two games on Saturday, February the 9th, and then two games on Sunday, February the 10th, including the Arizona Hotshots hosting the Salt Lake Stallions. But, Sean, when you're really watching this Alabama-Auburn game, we're told that CBS is going to begin their first promo commercial for the Alliance.
Oh, really?
During the Iron Bowl. So you're going to get a dose of the Alliance during the Iron Bowl. And incidentally, as I mentioned to you guys last week, I was in San Antonio for the quarterback camp that we had. Over 50 throwers from all levels of football, and some recognizable names, some not so much. But on Tuesday night, November 27th, so next Tuesday in Las Vegas on CBS Sports Network, you will be able to tune in to the Alliance of American Football quarterback only draft. And so we're looking forward to that. I have no idea who we're going to end up with, but in Vegas, you blow on the dice and you let it fly, you spin the wheel, and that's about the way this draft is going to be, I think.
I love it. I can't wait to hear more when we get through that draft and talking about your team, the Arizona Hotshots. It's our buddy and general manager of the Arizona Hotshots, Phil Savage, of course, football analyst extraordinaire, podcast host of, I get the joke, Football Philosophy, and author of Fourth and Goal Every Day. I know a lot of people stopped by and picked up a copy of that last week. If people have not gotten their copy of Fourth and Goal Every Day, or if they know somebody on their Christmas list that would love your book, how do they get it, Phil?
Well, incidentally, today on Black Friday, I will be at Page and Pallet in Fairhope, 1 to 3. So I know there were a number of people that stopped by Heroes West saying, "Hey, I've already got the book, but I wanted to get it signed. Where can I get it signed?" Well, I'll be in Fairhope at Page and Pallet today, this afternoon after lunch, 1 to 3, to sign books, hopefully sell a few, and talk a little Iron Bowl for tomorrow.
I love it. Phil, as always, we appreciate it, and can't wait to get your review of the Iron Bowl next week and start talking about some championship football at that point.
Yes, we'll be wired up for Georgia and Alabama this time a week from today.
There he is, Phil Savage, and Football Friday brought to you by Boyd's Royal Night, and the best part of my broadcast week, for sure. I love it. All right, coming right back, this is the Black Friday edition of Mobile Mornings.
Choose Boyd's Royal Night Restaurant and Lounge to be your place to watch the game this season. Enjoy great food and drink with great people while watching this week's hottest games on 8 big screens. Both Friday and Saturday are steak night at Boyd's Royal Night. Get 2 mouth-watering ribeyes with salad and baked potato for just $24. And don't miss the always popular $8 lunch specials Monday through Friday. Boyd's Royal Night Restaurant and Lounge on Highway 90 next to Bay Chevrolet. Come watch the game with us.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy with showers this afternoon, temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 or Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama state elections results will be certified next week. The Secretary of State's office said the canvassing board will meet at 2 o'clock Tuesday in Montgomery. The governor, attorney general, and Secretary of State will canvass and certify election results during the meeting. None of the statewide races had narrow margins as Republicans swept all statewide offices. There were about 2,600 write-in votes in the race for governor. One person is dead. Two others were injured in a shooting at an Alabama mall on Thanksgiving. Authorities in Hoover say two people got into a fight at River Chase Galleria Mall. Things escalated and there was an exchange of gunfire. An 18-year-old was taken to a hospital in serious condition. A 12-year-old also injured. The man who shot the teen attempted to flee but was fatally shot by police. There were some Thanksgiving traffic woes. Emergency crews were on the scene of a major accident on I-10 yesterday evening. The accident shut down the eastbound lanes at Rangeline Road near Tillman's Corner for almost 2 hours. According to our crew, it looked like three vehicles were involved. No word on how many people were involved. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Admit it, when someone talks about working hard, it's you they're picturing, isn't it? Spending the time, sweating the details. All you need now is the equipment. And now's the best time to get down to your local Cat rental store and get your hands on not just the best equipment in the business, but one of the best deals in the business, too. That's because from now through the end of January, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months. Yep, an offer that works as hard as you do. And in addition to 0% for 60 months, you also get our free, standard, 2-year warranty on many of our compact equipment models. Hard to believe, even harder to pass up. So what are you waiting for? A wake-up call? Well, there you go. Head down to your Thompson Cat rental store or visit thompsoncat.com for details. But do it before January 31st. Thompson, just like you, we have what it takes.
Fairhope Brewing Company invites you to bring the family by for the holidays. Wednesday, November 21st is Pint Night with live music by Brittany Grimes starting at 3 and Fat Man Squeeze starting at 7. Enjoy food from Bean and Bistro. After Turkey Day, come on back for Black Friday and a taste exploration of 12 dark beers on tap featuring gingerbread stout and There's Something About Mary Imperial Stout. Live music from Mitch Johnson starts at 3, later it's Hans Wenzel, and the 86ers starting at 6. The Bluesburger food truck will be on site, so come on and make it a great holiday at Fairhope Brewing Company.
Friday 28, FM Talk 106.5, and welcome back to the Black Friday edition of Mobile Mornings. Big thank you to our buddy Phil Savage. Football Friday will return, of course, a week from today. We'll be talking about the Iron Bowl, talk about Rivalry Saturday, and of course, we will get into the playoff discussion as well. That's coming up just a week from today. Hopefully you're getting out there and enjoying your Black Friday shopping, or better yet, you're staying home, staying away from it. But it did, and my friend Kelly Finley has put up online, she's put up a video of my rant, or it's not even a rant, it was some friendly advice.
Yes.
Some friendly advice to ladies out there that may be looking for a man, not a boy, a man, because the boys aren't present as much. But
very nice. And may I ask, while you were talking about that, if you have a moment, because I know how you're a DJ on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
If you could happen to have some Beyonce, all single ladies,
okay,
type,
yes, we
type
can do that
deal. And if you missed the conversation, so what we did was we posted online the love coach, a.k.a. Sean Sullivan. He was saying to the ladies, if you're really looking for a man, and the key word is man, a seasoned man, a
right,
man
right. That's
who
a nice
knows
way to put it.
His way
yes.
around
yes.
the hardware store.
The hardware.
Is that right?
Tools, yeah.
Okay.
Good with his hands.
Good with his hands.
Right. The place to go is Harbor Freight. They opened up at 8, and, I think, this morning or something like that.
Yes, there. 8. 8. Okay. And I've and the link is there online.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, why? Why would you say that? And then you said this.
Well, yeah, no, I just pointed out that you look for a density of men. If you're a lady looking, you know, maybe church hasn't worked out, you've tried to volunteer, getting some activities, thinking maybe there'd be a man. If you're looking for a density, you're looking for fertile fields. You're looking for
ooh, fertile fields,
a stocked pond when it comes to guys. I'm just telling you right now, as one of those seasoned men that that knows that, you know, sees that density, ladies, Harbor Freight. It's I know there may be other places you suggest, but I would say Harbor Freight has got a lot of us there. So if you're looking for it, that's where you go. So check it out. Single ladies. I think Harbor Freight should put out a new commercial like this.
Yes.
Just video up and down the aisles with all of us dudes in there.
A woman walking in there in slow motion.
That's right.
Looking to the left, looking to the right.
Watching me drop the torque wrench and go, hello. All right, coming right back. I'm up on him, he's up on me, don't
pay him any attention. The River Chase Galleria Mall in the Birmingham, Alabama suburb of Hoover has reopened this morning after a shooting last night that left one man dead and two people wounded.
I heard one and then bang, bang. And then right after that, people started screaming and going crazy to just get away from it. And then cops ran by us with their guns drawn.
Two young men argued, one shot the other twice, and a police officer who was at the mall shot and killed the 21-year-old gunman. The wildfire that's caused so much destruction in Northern California the past 2 weeks is now 95% contained. The fast-moving fire killed at least 84 people, hundreds of people still unaccounted for. Near record cold in cities across the Northeast today, and winter will continue to hit hard this weekend in the East. President Trump is tweeting this morning, calling for bipartisan action, he says, on border security and criminal justice reform. I'm Christopher Cruz. This information update brought to you by the Cart Doctor, selling new 2019 Yamaha and Star Street Legal carts, plus repairs, used carts, and rentals. The Cart Doctor at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy with showers this afternoon, temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A police officer shoots and kills a gunman after he opened fire at the River Chase Galleria Mall in Hoover, injuring two people. This all happened as the mall was filled with shoppers last night. According to Hoover police, the suspect got into a fight with another person, which led to gunfire. An 18-year-old was hit and taken to UAB Hospital. That person listed in serious condition. A 12-year-old girl was also injured, but she was alert at the scene, expected to be okay. The gunman was eventually shot and killed by a Hoover police officer. That shooting happened in the midst of one of the busiest shopping times of the year. Nationwide, stores will be filled with shoppers searching for the best Black Friday deals today. A lot of shoppers didn't wait for Black Friday to begin bargain shopping. We stopped by McGowan Park yesterday and found a line of people wrapped around Best Buy. Some customers say it was worth it to get their hands on some big-ticket items. The Salvation Army held their annual Thanksgiving meal at their location on Dauphin Street. More than 100 volunteers helped serve hundreds of people for the event. The organization served between 1,000 and 1,200 meals. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Announcing Robertsdale Power Equipment's fourth annual Black Friday sale featuring Husqvarna. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment for their Black Friday sale November 23rd from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. to see Husqvarna's full line of lawn and garden equipment, like Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower. The auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. The auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, making it the ultimate Christmas gift. gift for any busy homeowner. Plus, take 20% off fleet deals on select Husqvarna commercial equipment. All handheld equipment will be 10% off, and Robertsdale Power equipment will have select clearance items throughout the store. Check off everything on your list for the landscaper in your life and get the lowest prices of the year on Husqvarna products during Robertsdale Power Equipment's Black Friday sale. Husqvarna, ready when you are at Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Or visit them online at robertsdalepower.com.
If you're looking for any excuse to kiss your old mattress goodbye, here's one. Huge savings on a new Serta. For a limited time, you can save on more than just a mattress designed to cool and cradle you in ways you never thought possible. You can experience comfort the way it was always meant to be. Hurry in today and find your match made in comfort heaven. Not just Serta comfortable, Serta comfortable.
This Black Friday, save up to $900 on Serta iComfort sets. Visit SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta comfort today at Good Morning Mattress in Bailey's TV and Mattress and Mobile.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Right, 836 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Black Friday edition of the show. All right, speaking of Black Friday, I want to check in with Mitch McConnell at McConnell Automotive because, Mitch, you've been talking Black Friday the whole month of November. It's finally here.
Yeah, Sean, it's been so much fun because we've been given Black Friday sale deals on different days that weren't Black Friday, and here we are with the real day. It's awesome.
So tell me how it looks on the lot this morning, how these deals work.
Well, first of all, we want to make sure everybody had a blessed Thanksgiving and hope everybody did, but the deals are just awesome. I'll give you a great example, which is over $12,000 off a Z71 two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, crew cab truck, and that's what's exciting to me is people don't even have to negotiate, Sean, for these deals. We've got a Buick Encore down at $18,200 for a brand new SUV. So it's really the best deals of the year, and we've got to close out the 18 models. So we want people to act fast because these deals are not going to last. So right now there's going to be some extra savings today, and it's a whole lot of fun. All people have to do is go to McConnellAutomotive.com to check out the deals, or better yet, Sean, come and see us at McConnell Automotive, Dolphin. We're just east of I-65, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Mitch. It sounds like a great Black Friday to come out to McConnell Automotive.
Man, it's going to be awesome. We hope everybody comes and takes advantage of it.
Mitch McConnell, check it in for the Black Friday sale at McConnell Automotive. 838, and we can grab a couple calls here, too, but just a few items on my list. Number one, sad story. It's, of course, getting national attention as well out of Birmingham, and this is a this actually came from the stores open on Thanksgiving in this the Galleria Mall up in Hoover, Alabama, Birmingham Metro, and this actually was not in the wee hours of this morning, but this happened last night, later on Thanksgiving evening. We'll go to the presser here, but the information as we have it now, there's more, of course, coming out throughout the day, but you have one person dead, two injured, and that's at the shooting at River Chase Galleria last night. They said about 9:30, and result of a physical altercation between two adults near the Foot Action store.
And there's something new to tell you about for this morning.
Okay.
they found the gun involved. It was still sitting there. So I just retweeted a picture. It says, after last night's shooting at the Galleria, Hoover PD confirmed they've recovered a gun left in Santa's Village. Look, check my Twitter. Go to @KellyK2K
In Santa's Village.
And when you zoom in, and I know you'll know what type of gun this is once you zoom in, right there. Okay, open that up and tell me what type of gun is that right there.
That is, so I'm just guessing from the color combination, probably a Beretta. So it'd be a... Size-wise, I'm having a little trouble with it. It's either a 9 or a 40. I think it's probably a 9mm Beretta, but what I'm seeing there. There it is. What
Santa's
a picture
Village.
Right there in Santa's Village where people line up to go, wow. So that was sitting there for how long?
They recovered it this morning.
So after the shooting last night.
Let's say at least 7 hours, right?
The suspect, the 21-year-old from Hueytown, fled following the shooting. Police say two nearby officers. There were a bunch of police present, and you'll hear that in the presser here in a second, because they were directing traffic and dealing with all that. Two nearby officers approached the suspect, shot, and killed him. According to police, the 18-year-old victim is at UAB with serious injuries, and here you go, folks, a 12-year-old female was part of the shooting, gets hit. Part of the shooting, 12-year-old child, they'll say female, I'll say girl, 12-year-old girl, is being treated at Children's Hospital.
Not
police
even
say,
a teenager.
No, a girl, a child.
Yeah.
Police say the latest update on the female victim is she is alert and talking. Let's go back. This is a presser from a few hours ago, checking in from Birmingham, and this is a representative from the Hoover Police Department.
What we know at this point is we had two individuals. We believe that they're both adults. We know one was 18 years old. Got into a physical confrontation somewhere near foot action in the common area between foot action and JCPenney's. We know that there was at least one of those individuals exchanged gunfire with the other. That individual was struck. He is 18 years old. He has been transported to UAB Hospital. He has at least one gunshot wound. We believe he is in serious condition, but really don't have any other updates on his condition at this point. What we do know is after the exchange of gunfire between those two individuals, the person that shot the 18-year-old was fleeing the area when he was confronted by two Hoover officers who were in uniform. One of our Hoover officers did engage that individual, shot him, and he is dead on the scene. We have contacted the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office, and from a investigative standpoint, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department will be working the scene since we do have an officer involved shooting. There are two other, I talked about the 18-year-old that's at UAB that was shot. We also have a 12-year-old female who was also struck. We don't have a lot of information on her condition. We believe last we heard that she was alert, conscious and talking, and that maybe she was going into surgery. But our last report from her was that she was alert, but she was transported to Children's Hospital by a Hoover Fire Department rescue unit.
Who was she shot by?
That's way too early in the investigation to have really any information yet as to who may have struck the 12-year-old girl.
How many injuries total have there been?
We have the individual that we have not identified yet that's dead on the scene. We have an 18-year-old male who shot and injured at UAB Hospital. We have a 12-year-old female who shot and injured at Children's Hospital.
All right, a little bit of that presser from early this morning from there in Hoover, and so we'll keep you up to date on that. Also saw this story, you think about what just went on in Birmingham, and over at MyNBC15.com, Nicole Fierro has a headline up, Mobile Police Beef Up Mall Security After Shooting on Thanksgiving of Last Year, and that's here.
Mm-hmm.
1 year ago, Thanksgiving night, I had forgotten about this.
Me
shots
too.
Rang out at the Shops of Bel Air, putting dozens of people at risk. Two families were caught in the crossfire, turning their shopping traditions into a night of terror. 1 year later, NBC 15 spoke with one of the families and Mobile Police to find out what impact that shootout will have on shopping security this holiday season. Starting yesterday at 5 p.m., officials with the Mobile Police Department said there will be at least four additional officers securing mall premises, in addition to regular security detail and crews keeping an eye in the sky. You know, mm-hmm. they have that.
The
tower they can raise up there.
It looks like the cherry
picker. That's right. They could raise up there. In addition to regular security details and crews keeping watch, there are also heightened traffic patrols concentrated around other shopping centers in our area. Mm. So on Thanksgiving Day of 2017, I cannot believe I've forgotten this till I read this. story. On Thanksgiving Day of last year, a miracle happened in the Bookout family's minivan when stray bullets hit the van but didn't hurt any passengers. This family said six bullet entry points in their minivan, but thank goodness nobody was hit. Right. They were caught in the crossfire of a shooting outside the shops of Bel Air last year. So obviously they're trying to make sure that. But here you go. It was here in Mobile last year. Then last night, this situation that led to a fatal shooting and, mm-hmm. and two in the hospital.
And tempers really, get to going around this time of year. People are stressed.
I wonder if it's that or it's, that it's beefs being settled in open.
Here's what I think, because we put so much pressure and stress on being the perfect family, the perfect whatever. You're supposed to be in a holiday mood. You're supposed to be. I was at Honey Baked Ham, and they had police there inside. Yeah. And we were talking to him, and he said, because it gets ugly sometimes because people who didn't get their ham, they get upset.
Right.
And you
right.
close the doors on them.
Yeah, but there's those people that are going to be get out of control and rowdy with anger, but then.
Right, but because they could be dealing with something else. They could be dealing with something else that you have no idea.
Wow. Let's hope it stays quiet here on our end. Keep you up to date on this story throughout the morning. Y'all stay close.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy with showers this afternoon, with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama state elections results will be certified next week. The Secretary of State's office said the canvassing board will meet at 2 o'clock Tuesday in Montgomery. The governor, attorney general, and Secretary of State will canvass and certify election results during the meeting. None of the statewide races had narrow margins as Republicans swept all statewide offices. There were about 2,600 write-in votes in the race for governor. One person is dead. Two others were injured in a shooting at an Alabama mall on Thanksgiving. Authorities in Hoover say two people got into a fight at River Chase Galleria Mall. Things escalated and there was an exchange of gunfire. An 18-year-old was taken to a hospital in serious condition. A 12-year-old also injured. The man who shot the teen attempted to flee but was fatally shot by police. There were some Thanksgiving traffic woes. Emergency crews were on the scene of a major accident on I-10 yesterday evening. The accident shut down the eastbound lanes at Rangeline Road near Tillman's Corner for almost 2 hours. According to our crew, it looked like three vehicles were involved. No word on how many people were involved. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Wells' Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
The Best Tool Roadshow truck is eastbound and down and coming to town to Gulf Coast Tools in Foley. Don't miss this one-day-only event from 8 till noon, Thursday morning, November 29th. Best Tool is an industry leader in quality power tools. Check out the showcase and demonstration of Best Tool's newest, most innovative tools. Pick up some cool swag, grab some delicious eats, and enter to win a big green egg. It's the Best Tool Roadshow, November 29th at Gulf Coast Tools in Foley. Best Tool precision unmatched.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care. And and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Football in the South. Tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans.
This is Tommy English.
Yes, sir.
You registered in the Ultimate Tailgate prize package at Bailey's TV?
Yes, sir.
You won the whole thing. You are the winner of the Ultimate Tailgate prize package.
Oh, man, that's great. Thank you.
You have won $6,000 worth of goodies from the Cart Doctor, Old Time Feed, of course, Bailey's TV, Fairhope Brewing Company, and the Carrot Patch. We're coming to your house to watch the game.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Did you think you were going to win?
Didn't know. I hope I could.
Congratulations, and yeah, we're going to get directions. We're all coming to watch football with you.
All right.
We appreciate you listening to FM Talk 106.5. We appreciate you going by our participating sponsors, and so very happy to say, Tommy English, you are the grand prize winner in the Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway.
Tailgate in style. The Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 850 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Black Friday Edition. Glad to have you along, Sean, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane, and Dalton will be back on Monday. And things get back to the regular, I'd say the regular work week, but not really, because it's the headlong descent into Christmas coming up. So, and of course, that race starts today with Black Friday. I want to get into some Black Friday store riding around the world in a little bit, because we need a little levity where there weren't people shooting each other, but people acting like fools. We will get into that, and I got a question. Why this is a thing in other countries, since they didn't have Thanksgiving before, but you know, to kind of set it off. But I will get to that in a second. I do want to give you a heads up too, our friends at Cottage Hill Package. So you're not going to be dealing with throngs. You know, you'll be probably busy today, but not throngs like a mall. When you stop by Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, when you're there, if you want to stock up on like a great bottle of wine for your Christmas dinner coming up, or maybe you got a Christmas party, you want to stock the bar, or you got people on your list that love things like craft beer, like me, you can get a great selection of craft beer. And also, if you've got cigar fans, cigar aficionados on your Christmas list, like I do each year, and I really don't know much about cigars, they have a tobacconist. In other words, the park ranger to the humidor there at Cottage Hill Package, that's Billy. And you can walk in, if you know like a cigar, like for me, I know that the people on my list, I see them smoke Partagas and Punch sometimes. And so I can tell Billy that's what it is. And he can say, okay, they like this, then they'll like this, that, and the other. And I can always surprise them with a cool selection of cigars. If you're getting gifts or stocking up for the holidays, think about Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, online at cottagehillpackage.com, or make sure to like them over on Facebook. All right, 852. So yeah, this is the stories. Listen, this is different than the serious stories that we're dealing with here in Alabama.
Okay.
With the shooting. But it's the Black Friday fever, right? You see, I mean, come on. You don't tell me you're not looking for those videos online where people are like, they're running in there and grabbing things.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Yes. Oh, and we did Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah.
Yes, a Tickle Me Elmo effect where grown folks run and rip stuff out of other people's hands. You've seen
that. It's for the children.
Right. And they're screaming
we're
and pushing.
Happy.
Yeah. Aren't we having a great time? So those are the videos that amuse about the Black Friday. Well, now I see this story from the Daily Mail says, Black Friday fever has spread across the world with carnage breaking out in stores and shoppers clamoring over each other to snap up deals. So the biggest videos that are trending right now, one out of Sao Paulo, Brazil, where crowds of bargain hunters scramble to get their hands on cheap televisions, and they're like carrying these big TVs over their heads, and people are pushing them, and they're treating TV. The footage.
It's like Survivor.
Yes, it is. It shows these frantic shoppers storming in, grabbing TVs, and trying to run to the front to check out with them. Also, let's see.
So they're ready to like knee them so they can just.
Yes,
like,
and then they get the TV.
Wow.
Shops in South Africa at the Bay West Mall in Port Elizabeth, they had metal shutters on the building before, like on which we would call Thanksgiving Day. I don't know what they just call it
before
Thursday or whatever. Then they removed them and they had guards pushing the people back from, like, the people weren't going to, there was only one door.
And so the people want to break through the glass and go, here. And here's a picture there. That's Sao Paulo, Brazil. Look at the TVs.
Oh, wow.
As these people put. So what I don't get is, I mean, we're all amused until somebody gets hurt by these events.
But it's, knock your eye out, Ralphie.
You know, it's around the world.
Yeah.
I guess they can still buy, it can be Black Friday, because mm-hmm. that's when retail businesses traditionally finally would turn a profit, right? Yeah. They would go into the black by Black Friday. But without having the Thanksgiving Day question beforehand and that kind of benchmark.
Uh-huh. What is your purpose?
Yeah, because, I mean, the reason this retail holiday sprung up, and we have Small Business Saturday tomorrow and Cyber Monday and all these things coming up, but these all started because most people would get Thanksgiving Day and the day following Friday off.
Right.
And it was close enough to Christmas, people would go, hey, I have this day off, yep. let me go shopping. Yep. That was like an organic thing that happened. And then the stores went, wait a second, these people are going to come out and shop in mass. Let's start taking advantage of that. But it was there because Americans had Thanksgiving off in the next day. What the heck are the people in Sao Paulo, Brazil? I mean, they
probably have 4th of July sales, too.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's...
When you look at those pictures, how many of those people, honestly, do you think have the appropriate vehicle to take said TV, the one they're carrying over their head?
I'm looking at these people from Sao Paulo, and they're almost like strapping them to their back like they're going to carry them. I have no idea. These TVs will be tied to the top of some little car.
That's my point. It's like not a well-thought-out plan, especially if you're having to dive, you know, to go get your favorite electronic that you and did you really want it before, or is it because it says they slashed it by so many percentage?
That's right. It motivates people. I've talked about my children. They say, that's a great deal. I said, do you need that thing?
And will you use it? I remember what TV Land times when I had to cover Black Friday, and I accidentally wore a blue sweater, and we were at Best Buy.
Oh, how many questions you get asked?
So many. But then I said, well, let me make the most of this. So where did you say the TVs were? Yeah. I mean, some families make it a family tradition where they eat early, they shop together, and it's fun.
Put the kids in armor. Put the kids in and then take them in there. Hey, on my and we are, if you get a chance to go to the Facebook page or Kelly's Twitter feed, or I've retweeted on mine, my impromptu. I didn't realize I was going to be videoed this morning with my theory about Harbor Freight. James says on the text, because if you didn't catch it earlier, I was just suggesting to ladies looking for a man, not a boy, looking for a man, mm-hmm. that the density, if you're looking for, you know, fishing in a stock pond, go to Harbor Freight, because it's all, you know, it's dudes. I mean, it's just dude central. And James says, I agree with your Harbor Freight theory. However, I would raise it to the garden section at Lowe's or Home Depot.
Ooh.
See, now, and not only does he just throw that out, James defends his theory. I like this. He said, if a man is there looking for a lawnmower, it means he already has a home and is settled. So, ladies, if that describes
reconnaissance right there.
Right. If you're over the bad boy on the motorcycle phase of your life, and you're looking for somebody who is dutifully employed, has a home, and
uh-huh.
is settled,
uh-huh.
yeah, Harbor Freight's good, but I got to agree with James. The garden section of mm-hmm. Lowe's or Home Depot, because that is somebody that shows you.
Uh-huh.
If they're getting a lawnmower, they're not getting a lawnmower because they're a fly-by-night kind of guy.
Yeah, they're investing.
So, ladies, I'm just trying to help you.
You know, my husband and I, we actually like to go to Lowe's together.
Right.
So it's just, to me, it says something about couples, too.
Yeah, so if you see the couple there, then obviously he's not available. But you see the single dude, just give him a scan there, ladies, because he is showing you by being at Lowe's, you know, give him a little scan.
And don't forget the key-making kiosk.
Yes. But that tells you, if somebody is there,
mm-hmm.
they could either be very responsible, they're making multiple keys and maybe giving
it
to the people.
Home.
Or they're irresponsible and have lost their keys the night before.
I'm going on the positive perspective because I had to remake some keys.
So the kiosk, I'd give that about 50-50.
What about the return section?
Returns, I think that's going to be responsible, guys, because...
He kept his receipt.
Yes, he kept his receipt in bag. That'll be me up there with my receipt and showing you where on there, and can you refund the credit card for X amount.
And the woman behind you is like, la-dee-da.
Yes, that's right. So
that's a man.
So there's just some suggestions. We're trying to help you out here on this Black Friday. I'm just saying, ladies, Harbor Freight, they opened up. They got some sales going on, and there'll be density.
Ladies love cool freight.
Yes. LL Harbor Freight. All right. Laura Ingraham Show on the way next. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow morning bright and early for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. We're talking squirrels with my buddy Ross. It's going to be fun.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
The Salvation Army of Coastal Alabama believes that every child deserves to know the joy of a new toy or clothing at Christmas. And your help is needed with the Angel Tree program. Look for Angel Trees in shopping areas in Mobile and Baldwin counties and adopt one of the angels. Businesses can sponsor their own Angel Tree, or you can host a toy gift drive for forgotten angels or volunteer at the Angel Tree Warehouse. Learn how you